watch what his face does when you say it.
Or learn all sorts of new Japanese swear words.
I think that would be fine as well. Well, guys, I appreciate you.
Joe's absolutely coming up.
As always.
Joe Madden is coming up. I'll see you guys tomorrow, 9 a.m. to noon. Bernstein and McKnight, that's where you can hear them. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago, a radio.com sports station, and the top of the hour is being brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Shout out to the Chicago Wolves. They have advanced to the Western Conference Finals versus San Diego. Game 1 and 2 will be played this Friday and Saturday night at Allstate Arena. Tickets are just $15. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for playoff and ticket information. We're ready to talk with Joe Madden. I'm Lawrence Holmes. Tony, let's go.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
I'm here about the business. Ain't that right, Joe?
Joe Madden.
He's got that flair about him. When his name's announced, the place erupts all the time, but he's always in the middle of something good.
Manager for the Chicago Cubs.
And then Cliff and Shelley, the Penguins. I mean, all this stuff, the Penguins, like, pooped all over. They poop every 15 minutes, apparently. That's what Penguins do. All over the brand-new rug on the other side. This was kind of fun to watch.
Hey, I learned a lot from watching Joe.
Joe Madden with Lawrence Holmes on 670 The Score.
Okay, nice.
We love talking with Joe. He joins me now on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline. Alpamonte Ford, 500 new and used vehicles to choose from. The manager of your Chicago Cubs is now here on The Score. You can follow Joe on Twitter at Cubs Joe Mad. Joe, how are you today?
I'm well, and good morning. And first of all, congratulations. I heard about your graduation.
Oh man! Now they're just like they're giving you all the info.
Well, that's pretty cool stuff now because I never actually graduated. I eventually got my honorary degree from Lafayette. I'm a doctor of letters, and I respect what you did so much. So I just wanted to start off by saying congratulations.
Oh, well, thank you. That's very nice. I really enjoyed my time at Alabama, and now I have to figure out. My wife told me that I can't. You probably deal with Jay this way. Like, you do so much that they have to manage us sometimes and say, look, you're not doing anything for a while, and that's exactly what my wife has done.
Oh, please. It's the off season, obviously. I try to give her first dibs, whatever she wants to do. Last year, was our 10th anniversary, went to Europe. We haven't decided yet this year, but, of course, in the off season, she's with me most of the way, whatever we're doing, whether, the foundational stuff or taking our trip. So I totally get it.
We were treated to some fantastic food from your place, Joe.
Cool.
Madden's
cool.
Post over on Waveland, right off of Racine, dropped off pizza and pierogies today. Thank you very much. How did you decide on what you wanted this place to be?
Well, just took a while. We got together, and of course, once Tony Mantuano came on board from Spiaggia, James Beard Award winner. I don't know if you know Tony at all, but this is the most normal guy in the world, and he just happens to be very talented. So I meet Tony, comes back to Pennsylvania with the design team. Mike Kozlowski, majority owner of the restaurant, and Michael Stewart, my buddy from Tampa. And I take him around town in my station wagon in Hazleton. We drove around to Bellhop's, Snaps. I think we took him to the Ovalon and eventually Bottlenecks and gave them a taste of the town. And what they wanted to do was somehow morph Hazleton into this restaurant and bring it to Chicago. And of course, being Polack Italian from back in the day and still am, that resonated. Tony's line, which I love, I don't want to do shishito peppers another way. And when he said that, man, we were just totally on the same page. I don't think there's an Italian-Polish fusion restaurant out there anywhere. But beyond that, then we take, we have some normal stuff. The whitefish is unbelievable. I haven't tried the steak, the wings, the city chicken, all this stuff. So you got Tony's influence, and now Aaron Theobald is our head chef. Aaron had been at the Grill and the Goat, and he's so talented. I watch these guys together. The team is already up and running. I could go on and on, but having Tony as the lead bull right there is really what makes it all work.
If you want to check out Joe's place, it's called Madden's Post. It's located at 1119 West Waveland. For more information on the website, maddenspost.com. Again, that's maddenspost.com. So beyond being a baseball manager, a restaurateur, you're also doing Skypes with schools. Did you Skype with North River School today?
We did. It was outstanding. I think, what were they? They were 13-year-old seventh, eighth graders, I think, sixth, seventh, maybe, you know, in that middle school kind of place. Outstanding. Great questions once again. I really like doing this. This is my second one. I have another one on Thursday. I mean, that was my second one this season. I'm trying to get this out there. I want to call it Outer Skype, and I want to get more people involved. I mean, players, coaches, managers, whatever, just like I did this morning. I took a half hour this morning, Skype the class. You infiltrate the class with you know, the Cubs and your personal philosophies. You're trying to sell the game of baseball to youth. I really don't understand why we don't take advantage of technology more as MLB to do this kind of stuff. It's so simple. And just imagine if Anthony or KB or whomever, Stropey, did a class for half hour in the morning, all these kids immediately become not only Cup fans, but they're Strope fans or whatever. If every team took this path, I there could be such a tremendous impact made educationally among the kids in classrooms on a daily basis. There's 25-man roster. There's coaches. There's managers. You could plug one in a day all over the country. So I really, I'm going to get this out there one way or another, but I'd like to call it Outer Skype, and it was a great day for us.
Well, the cool thing about MLB is that they seem to be on the forefront of technology of the major sports. So I think that you probably are going to hit them with something that they're ready and able to do. I hope it works out.
Well, I've been after it for a couple of years now, and I've given written proposals. I've talked to people there, and I'm still, I just don't understand why it can't become more popular. Again, I'm not worried about the game being 3 minutes, 3 hours and 5 minutes, or 3:10. I'm worried about talking to kids. And if you get kids, and I even told them today, listen, it's not about you playing. And we're talking to the ladies too. And one of the questions was about, you know, girls in baseball. I said, hey, you don't have to make a penny out of this. It's not about making money. It's about the teamwork. It's about the self-discipline, the self-esteem derived. These are the things you're trying to get accomplished. And of course, with analytics, our game so morphs into the math class, and the math teacher was there today too. There's so much to be done if we could just interact in a way that that gets more kids interested in homeroom. Can you imagine going to homeroom in the morning and setting your lineup? Be outstanding.